Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. My next guest has led quite an extraordinary life for 17 years. She worked with Coca-Cola, where she was both the Managing Director for Ireland for Coca-Cola and Central and Eastern European Managing Director for the Costa Coffee brand. She decided to strike out on her own in 2021 when she set up Tilly, her own training, coaching and mentoring company. And she also found time to publish a book, Create Your Best Life, True Stories from Around the World. I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Val Quinn. How are you, Val?
I'm great, thank you. Good. And thank you for the invite onto the show.
No, lovely to talk to you, Val. I suppose, you know, you look at a career in the corporate world, full on, lots of travel, lots of people, working with high-end brands. Was it a big decision to walk away from it all?
I think because COVID happened, that actually made people review and reflect on what they were doing with their lives. And for me, during COVID, I did a lot of pro bono coaching. A lot of people came to me and asked to be coaching both in their business and also in their lives. At the same time, what happened to me was I went blind in my right eye. And I was training for a triathlon and specifically Ironman, for a full Ironman. I was running down the road. Went blind in my right eye. At the same time, as the universe provides, Coca-Cola were doing, for the first time in my 17-year career with them, they were doing a voluntary redundancy program. So thankfully, my sight was saved. But as I went for a review on my eyeballs, I was told that I'd need future operations and I could possibly go blind. So with that in mind and the idea that there was a package available from Coke, I just thought, oh, you know what, this could be a good time to start thinking about doing something else.
Okay, so I suppose it was prompted in some ways by a health scare.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
which
can happen to many people.
Which I totally get.
Yeah.
You coach and mentor now many business people in their business life and I suppose in their personal life.
Yeah.
Do you find with most of the people that you're involved with in coaching and mentoring that the business and personal lives are very intertwined?
Very intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, historically people have said, oh, I want a work-life balance. And I don't agree with work-life balance. I don't even like the term. I think it's work-life integration.
Yeah.
It's whatever suits you. And especially if you're running your own business or you're a mid to senior manager, there's no such thing as work-life balance. It's how you integrate your life and your work together. So there isn't really a clear line between that.
Okay. You talked then about creating your best life in the book, reimagining, rewiring and retiring. So maybe let's look through those. So when we talk about reimagining, you say that that's when an individual previously committed to a specific life path makes the decision to diverge significantly by pursuing an entirely and different and unrelated road.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I might have been guilty of this.
Yes.
Talking behind this microphone.
So I should have something, had you. You'll have to be in version two of the book.
Something I thought I'd never do. But that, you know, there is a certain element of we go where life takes us. We look at opportunities. You know, we take them and they bring us on a particular route. You know, and while some of life's journey might be planned, a lot of it isn't.
A lot of it isn't. And even when it is, you know, there's a phrase, we plan and God laughs.
Yeah.
You know, so the universe does conspire. We do get swerve balls every now and again. But actually, if you keep an open mind, as somebody used to say, once one door closes, another one opens. And that can be very exciting. So I think you just have to be open to opportunities. And that can lead to very interesting things that you may never have previously considered.
Yeah. And when you look at rewiring, I suppose that's maybe doing the same thing, but doing it in a whole lot of different places or doing it differently, i.e. maybe switching to part-time,
exactly.
Being a particular expert in some field and working with five or six different businesses.
Exactly.
Moving from employment to self-employment, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I would consider myself as rewiring rather than retired or reimagining. So I have what I would call a portfolio career or an eclectic career now. So I still do some consultancy in the area of really leveraging my skills from when I ran businesses. But equally, I do a lot of the coaching. I'm also on a couple of boards. So I'm a volunteer on Cricket Ireland. I'm on the board for Dublin Cemetery Trust, which is a paid role. I also do some pro bono work.
Yeah.
I've launched the book, which is a pro bono project. So all of the proceeds are going to charity, etc.
So it's the sum of the parts that exactly. makes up one's career.
And, yes, yeah.
And to transition to that, do you get a good sense of kind of, I suppose, control and freedom out of working that way? Or how do you find after, as somebody who, I suppose, was employed corporately with a lot of security
yes.
for so many years, is the way you work now a very big departure from that?
It's a huge departure.
Yeah.
And I think people say to me, oh, do you miss working with Coca-Cola and a big corporate? In the most part, no. Because I'd worked there 17 years. I loved it. I've nothing bad to say about it, but it was the right time for me to start ventures new. But what I do miss is working as part of a team, working with a numerous amount of people who are extremely bright and dedicated to their work, as well as I miss the pay packet.
Yeah.
You know, I got paid extremely well. Whereas now I've so much more flexibility, more time for family, friends, enjoying travel and hobbies, as well as pro bono work and my own work. But people could get nervous if they weren't financially set up. I'm fortunate enough, I don't have a mortgage at the moment. So I don't have huge financial demands.
Yeah.
And when I left Coke, I left with a voluntary redundancy package. So that gave me this security blanket. So I guess my advice for anybody in life is to, if you're a young person and in your career, start your pension very early.
Yeah.
The earlier, the better. And for yourself, always have 6 to 12 months of your salary in the bank, if you can, in cash, so that it's your rainy day money that if something dramatic happened, that you're not going to be extremely stressed about it financially.
Yeah. Your selection for people within this book was really people who were within one of those categories.
Exactly. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And what did you learn yourself then from talking to all these individuals?
So I guess the younger me would have thought, oh, you know, and kids have just, they're doing their Leaving Cert. The younger me doing my Leaving Cert, you create rules for yourself where you think, oh, I've got to get this amount of points and I've got to get to college and then I've got to do this job. And then it's linear that you want to get promoted. Whereas the more mature me, and even reading other people's stories in the books, it's incredible how life happens. And challenges come and opportunities come. And if we're adaptable and flexible, the paths that have taken not only careers, but people's lives, and that's not true just of my own, but when you start to read the book, that you see people who've started businesses failed, they've restarted, they've changed careers, some of them, some have been made redundant, or some have chosen to be redundant, some have had babies and lost babies. Life happens, and it's how people react to it. And I think, say, I don't have any kids of my own, but if I did and I let them read this book, I'd be saying, look, yes, you're at this phase, but don't worry. Life will throw loads of opportunities. Life's exciting. You're going to have such a colourful life. And when something doesn't work, don't worry, because that means the other door will open that may have better plans for you. So I've learned that that's not just true of myself when I reflect on my own life, but it's true of everybody's life. And it's amazing how resilient people are
yeah.
even when they have lost businesses and the community feel. This book has got 42 contributors from 9 different countries around the world. It's 75% female, 25% male. I didn't want it just Irish people talking to Irish people. I didn't want it to just be females. But within that, there are some common themes, but equally, just the community feel, which I think especially we have in Ireland, that people will help each other out, they'll pick each other up, they'll give advice. So it's just a matter of asking. And even something like, say, LinkedIn, through this book and even finding some of these people, I haven't physically met some of these people. They're just people that I met in a B&B down in Westport, another person I met in a coffee shop.
Right.
Through conversations that I've said, actually, their story would be interesting to share. Also in this book, some people in this model of having an anthology, a collection of stories, charge people to actually go in the book because people want to be a published author. I didn't want to go that route. I wanted people to tell their authentic stories. So these are people that said, when I sometimes first asked them, no, actually, I couldn't write my story. I'm not interesting enough or whatever it may be. And then when I just said, look, just think about it. And when they reflected and wrote their story, they were then going, gosh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to reflect, because most of the time we don't reflect on our lives because we're always busy and moving forward. But also, these are people that aren't natural authors. So these are stories that wouldn't have otherwise been told,
yeah.
Only that I've met with these people. And that's lovely.
Okay.
It's so authentic.
So by way of example then, Val, can I ask you maybe of some individual within this book that I suppose moved you greatly?
There's several in there.
Yeah.
There's a lady who I haven't met. I've just met her via Zoom, called Wendy Hammers. She's an actress. She said she went to a show when she was 6 years of age. She saw a show on stage and she loved the sound of applause. So as the curtain rose for a second or third time, she ran onto the stage and started to take a bow. And she said from that moment, she knew she always wanted to be an actress. And she lived her life as an actress, which can be a bit volatile, I guess.
Yeah.
But then Wendy ended up getting pancreatic cancer, stage 4. And she should have. Probably most people with that illness, unfortunately, will pass away. But Wendy survived. But she lay on her back for a year. And as she lay on her back looking at the ceiling, she asked herself the question, which is, what is the lesson in this for me? And so now she has become a motivational speaker. And she's also tapped into her creative side, but teaches creative writing, specifically, yes, to adults, but also to kids. So out of that adversity came a whole new channel for Wendy. You know, then there's another guy similar to yourself, maybe Mark Hammers. He's a DJ in New York. And Mark had great eyesight and has since started to lose his eyesight. So he's technically blind. He was a triathlete like myself. His brother died by suicide. And Mark, through the joy of music, has also started to doing some motivational speaking and just from his own lessons of suffering from depression and his brother dying by suicide, taking that and turning it into a positive to help others. So that for me is very inspiring.
Okay. And the reminders of the charity that the book helps is two things.
One is all the money is going to go to the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Right.
Which is to fund a guide dog, which costs €53,000. So quite a significant amount. And then as well as that, I would like for the money to go to mental health charities.
All right. Well, look, it's a great contribution. It's a life lived, a life reflected through others. It's a great book. It's called Create Your Best Life. The author is Val Quinn. And, you know, if you wanted to give the Guide Dogs Association a bit of a lift, go out there and buy it.
So
thanks, Val.
Dubray's, if anybody wants to buy it.
Yeah.
Dubray, physically, you can buy it in any Dubray around the country and then also on Amazon if you prefer digital or through Amazon.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in to chat to us.
Brilliant. And thank you so much.
Best of luck as an author, Val. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.